which is matters arising. It seems that there's no matters arising for a follow-up at this meeting. Okay, so let's move on to item number three, which is open space at Hoi Phi Road, Tai Kok Choi. This is our paper TFK/01/2020. So I'd like to welcome some representative of the project proponent to the meeting, please. So from LCSD, we will have Ms. Fong Miu Ling, Chief Leisure Manager, Hong Kong West, Mr. Chang Ji Fong, Chief Executive Officer, and Ms. Sabrina Sun, Senior Executive Officer. And also, we also have from Architectural Services Department, Mr. Gary Wong, Senior Project Manager, as well as Mr. Agnon Fong, Project Manager. And we have from Design 2, Hong Kong Limited, Mr. Rafi Ying and Mr. William Lai. And from ADI Limited, Ms. Alison Lee. So I'd like to welcome the representative and to invite members to declare interest, if any. Okay, so there's no indication. Okay, so there's no indication of the declaration of interest. All right, so then in this case, let us proceed. I would like to invite Mr. Chang Ji Fong to give us a presentation, and please try to keep this within 20 minutes. Mr. Chang, please.
多謝主席，多謝各位委員俾今次俾個機會，我哋康文署大環建築署嘅團隊咧，就嚟向大家介紹呢個大角咀海帆道休憩用地嘅一個大綱設計。 咁我俾少少簡介啦，咁嗰度咧其實喺西九龍填海區嗰邊嘅，咁喺西南九龍分區計劃大綱核准圖入邊咧，即係 OECP 咧，咁就劃咗做休憩用地嘅。咁其實佢個位置咧，就同真係嗰個海濱咧都有少少距離，就150米左右啦。我哋睇過，咁就落成咗之後咧，相信就可以將內陸嗰邊南昌公園或者大角咀舊區嗰邊咧，就可以更加方便咁將啲人咧就可以同個海濱咁樣去等佢哋喺內陸可以去到海濱啦。 咁呢一隻項目咧，其實同一時間咧，都係我哋2017年1月施政報告特首嘅施政報告入邊講嘅體育及康樂設施五年計劃嘅其中一項嚟嘅。咁所以我哋都好緊張，我哋都想盡快推行嘅。咁咧，我哋喺2018年6月同埋2020年嘅5月咧，就將呢個項目嘅發展範圍，即係有啲咩設施咁樣啦，同埋嗰個大綱設計咧，其實我哋都已經去咗油尖旺區議會嗰邊咧，都得到佢哋支持嘅。 咁我哋下一步會做啲咩呢？就係希望今次呢個大綱設計俾到委員睇嘅時候呢，咁係希望得到你哋支持啦。咁亦都我哋都 welcome 一啲意見嘅。如果你有啲意見嘅話呢，我哋會盡量融合返喺下一步深化設計嗰度呢，我哋會盡量融合大家收集到嘅意見啦。咁然後呢，我哋就可以向做完深化設計啦，就可以去立法會做申請撥款。咁希望可以盡快咁樣呢，就將呢個公園起好，咁就俾可以當地嘅居民呢可以使用嘅。 今日我哋有場地管理嘅同事啦，同埋有建築設計團隊啦。如果大家有對呢個設計或者將來管理有啲咩問題嘅，咁其實我哋都 ready 去解答嘅。咁我時間我交俾建築署嘅團隊，就請顧問可以簡介下，唔該。係
，Hello， 大家好，我係 William 啦，係Design 2 係建築署嘅設計 consultant。 咁咧，我哋今日講翻呢個喺大角咀海帆道嘅一個 open space 嘅設計。OK， 今日先講五項啦。咁而第一項咧，其實就係略略簡介下咧，其實我哋呢一個 OK， 略略簡介下咧呢一個 project 咧，其實我哋就都即係個公園其實就唔係算好大，但係咧我哋咧都有好多嘢會放落去嘅，即係包括亦都有個7人足球場啦，有兩個籃球場啦，有個 pet garden， 有個 community garden， 其實就仲有 其他嘅 fitness activity， 仲有個 multi-purpose lawn 咁樣嘅，咁喺稍後咧就會見到其實要擠曬呢啲嘢咧，其實都幾花技巧嘅。先講講一開始我哋呢個位置先，其實佢咧就位置於大角咀，就啱啱就喺如果喺呢一幅圖嗰度咧，就會見到咧，其實佢係夾咗喺海濱同埋南昌公園中間嘅位置嘅。咁所以呢個公園嘅 connectivity 咧，其實都係我哋比較重視嘅 一環嚟嘅。咁喺南昌公園嗰邊，先睇南昌公園嗰邊啦。佢有一條行人天橋咧，就會跨過西九龍走廊啦。咁啊，落到去我哋後面嗰一條街咧，其實就可以喺我哋個公園後面嘅位置咧，就進入個公園嘅。咁使用我哋公園或者通過都好啦，咁就可以喺前面海帆道嘅位置行翻出嚟。之後咧就會經過一條本身都喺嗰個區度設計咗嘅 Fisher Corridor 啦，就會到達咧海濱嘅位置噶啦。沿住海濱嘅位置咧，去到嗰個 corner 嘅位置咧，其實就係另外一個地方咧，就叫做海輝道公園。海輝道公園咧就 adjoining 咧前面咧就係一個本身一個 public open space 啦。過咗個迴旋處隔離咧就係海輝道嘅海濱啦，即係 promenade 啦。咁啊，喺佢附近嘅地方咧，其實都圍繞住一啲住宅嘅設施。咁所以喺呢度嘅公園咧，主要用嘅人咧，都會係住宅嘅居民啦。咁而我哋他日咧，亦都會有新嘅兩個籃球場同埋一個七人足球場咧，我哋預計咧，都可能會有區外嘅人士咧，可能會嚟呢個地方度用嘅。喺一個瞭瞰圖嗰度就睇到個 connectivity 就比較清晰啲。黃色線咧，主要咧就係 show 到嗰、那個如果行人怎樣經過我們的公園，就沿著那個 Visual Corridor 就去到海濱的位置的。那我們這次這個公園呢都在這個黃色線的地方呢，在設計上呢我們都留了一條主要的通道呢是給行人經過的。好，那這個有幾張照片可以看到現時附近的環境啦。 A 照就是後面一條路啦，主要都是行人為主的，兩邊都是有樹木，在樹木後面其實就是一條高架的天橋。那那些樹木都是一個好的 screening 去即將我們的公園輕輕地跟那些噪音去隔開。在這個公園裡面的一些照片，其實四周圍著的左邊其實就會是一間學校啦，他日學校後面這個位置都是學校來的。而在它的正面就有兩座住宅啦，其中一座是海帆軒，都是一些高密度的住宅來的。設計概念咧，其實我哋呢一個咧，同嗰個真正海濱嗰個距離咧，係set back 咗一陣嘅。咁所以嗰個設計方面咧，我哋咧就利用咗咧，就唔係真係好誇張嘅海浪嚟做個設計，而係用一啲比較靜少少嘅流水嚟做嗰個設計嘅概念。咁睇02呢一個 diagram 咧，其實就睇到我哋專登咧將嗰啲好巨型嘅 function 啦，包括籃球場啊或者足球場咧，就分開咗兩邊，就令到咧中間有一個咧比較闊少少嘅通道咧，係可以預留一啲人係可以喺中間通過嘅。而流水嗰個概念咧，就係喺第四個幅圖咧就睇到好似一啲石春仔咁樣，將嗰啲function 咧就係沿住嗰條川流咧就喺附近咧就擺放。呢兩張圖咧就係我哋初步咧一個喺前期構想嘅時候咧，就考慮到嗰個 floor pattern 咧係可以點樣可以再 echo 翻我哋流水嗰個設計啦。後面咧就有一啲我哋前期嘅設計咧，就因為當中都有一啲寵物公園啦。咁寵物公園都有分大狗同埋細狗，亦都有啲唔同嘅設施咧，俾嗰啲狗仔去玩嘅。當中亦都有一個 multi-purpose lawn 啦，咁嗰個 lawn 我哋都係 encourage， 主要咧都係向住海帆道嗰邊嘅，即係令到行過門口咧，基本上咧見到有一片草地咧，其實就可能可以吸引到人入嚟啦，亦都有社區園圃啦，亦都有打太極嘅地方。我哋可以即刻睇一睇咧，其實而家我哋嗰、那個master plan 係點樣去處理嘅？啱啱都有講到啦，兩個球場咧就盡量移喺左右兩邊。咁而將一啲咧，即係恆常比較靜嘅一啲功能咧，例如係社區園圃啊，或者係寵物公園啊嗰啲咧，就放喺一邊。咁寵物公園嗰入口咧，專登咧其實就放咗喺海帆道，因為最多居民咧經過啊、出入啊、帶住狗仔啊，佢哋亦都可以一個 separate 嘅入口咧喺呢度進入嘅。咁而咧見到有兩大紅色箭嘴呢個入口嘅地方咧。主要咧，其實就係俾前後嘅居民咧係互通嘅，包括南昌嗰邊嘅居民想行過嚟依邊啦，甚至係當可能二月三月嘅季節係想去南昌嗰邊咧去睇嗰啲黃花風鈴木咧，其實都可以經過依條路咧向翻南昌公園嗰邊係去嘅。咁呢個 connectivity 咧就因為呢條路咧，其實就增加咗好多嘅。 呢度就有其中一張我哋嘅設計圖啦。呢、這個就係喺正門嘅地方咧。其實右手邊睇到呢個 building 咧，其實就係一個toilet block 嚟嘅。咁啊，裡面亦都有一啲換衫嘅設施啦，其實亦都有 shower 設施。亦都配合翻後面嗰個球場啦。咁我哋今次嗰、那個石春嘅概念咧，其實就喺嗰、那個building form 嗰度有少少反映咗出嚟。喺個正門嘅入口咧，頭先都有講過啦。喺南昌公園咧，其實就有好多黃色嘅樹嘅。咁喺我哋呢個公園咧，都想有少少引子咁樣咧，就喺個入口嗰度咧，亦都會擺放咗一啲黃花風鈴木嘅引子喺呢個位置嘅。咁但係中央大道嘅地方咧，因為平時好多人經過嘅，咁喺中央大道咧就會用翻啲茂密啲遮陽好啲嘅一啲樹嘅。咁另外這邊呢邊咧就係喺南昌公園嗰邊個入口望過嚟，咁大家都睇到咧就會比較兩邊嗰啲樹咧就會比較密啲。而中間的路咧係比較開闊，亦都係可以有個引子咧，就係牽引你去到我哋海帆道嗰邊嘅出口咧，就可以向住海濱嗰邊行過去噶啦。我哋亦都考慮可能喺地下會再做一啲大少少嘅 super graphics 咧，一個指引就係牽引大家咧去海邊嗰邊玩嘅。咁就大致上我哋個 presentation 就係咁多啦。
好，多謝你。咁啊，或者 maybe now I can invite members for your comments, please. Any comments? Yes, please.
多謝主席。咁我想表達翻油尖旺區議會之前咧討論呢個海帆道休憩用地嗰時候有個好大嘅擔心嘅，就係、是、奧運區咧附近咧就係、是、有幾個就住宅嘅位置啦。咁樣就佢哋咧就都好擔心咧，就係、是、話會唔會呢個公園咧，如果係24小時開放咧，會引致咧就係、是、有啲噪音滋擾。所以咧，我哋就唔係反對話去提高呢個 accessibility 嘅，但係就想至少就想知道你哋有咩有咩嘅 management 可以令到佢咧係唔會造成一個嚴重嘅噪音滋擾，係令到附近嘅居民咧喺半夜嘅時候係會受到滋擾。係，唔該。
唔該你 ，Leo。仲有冇其他嘅 comment from members？ 係，曾 Sir， 跟住一路落去好嗎？
我好贊成呢個咁嘅提議啦。咁即係嗰個位咧，實際上咧就係即係 connectivity 有public transport 啦，或者係行人啊嗰啲咧都唔困難。但係我就想問下咧，如果喺嗰啲天橋啊嗰啲位咧，就或者係落去個公園嘅地方咧，會唔會係有啲設施咧？就俾嗰啲 wheelchair user 或者係嗰啲人有一啲mobility 有啲問題嘅人去使用嘅啫。
唔該你啊，曾 Sir， 跟住Mr. Steve Zhang。
Okay, thank you, Chair Lady. I'm more particularly concerned about the children's play area. I would like to ask if will there be any facilities for disabled persons and also something like play equipment for all 共用遊樂設施。As we can see, these things are more welcomed by the residents nearby. Especially, I saw your project in Tuen Mun Park, which is very successful. So I do really hope that in further construction from you, that I can see these equipments. And secondly, I want to ask about the community garden. Like, if it is a proper place for gardening. As we know, it is next to the Lin Cheng Road. To my understanding, it's a very busy road. So, may I know if there's any information that can support that it's a good place for gardening or for plants to grow properly there? Thank you, Charity.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Andy?
Thank you, Chairman. Just a couple of detailed comments, really. Mentioned about access and connectivity being very important. I just wanted to clarify the piece of land that's shown as a visual corridor to the waterfront. In one part of the presentation, it's shown as part of the yellow line, which is actually pedestrian circulation, but elsewhere it's only referred to as a visual corridor. And although obviously a view of the harbour is nice, then the physical connection will be very important as well if this is going to form part of a system which hopefully eventually leads all the way down to West Highland Cultural District. So that was one point. And the second point is a matter of detailed design, really, but from the images it all looks very flat. It all looks as though it's on one plane, one level, and I'd like to have seen a little bit more articulation in the ground plane, in the use of levels and the earth mounding in the soft landscape, just to add some articulation, some interest, screening, enclosure, whatever it might be. But just to avoid what appears to be a very, very flat, dull, single-level plane at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Paul, please.
I noticed that this area has a lot of green space and community facilities on every building. There are private public spaces that people can enjoy, that the residents can enjoy. Then there is the waterfront, there is the Hoi Phi Road Garden, and there's the Hoi Phi Road Promenade, and then there's the across the road the big park. I'm just trying to understand, what is this park going to provide in addition to the others? I mean, is there a comparative list of kind of like, we, you know, people can do X here and X and Y there? I find this site is basically very difficult to get to for anybody from the east of the highway, because you have to go through the narrow footbridge. So I think it have very little attraction outside the local district. So I see this really for the people that live there and that have already so many facilities. So I just try to understand, what is this going to... It doesn't look like you're going to give anything new. That's why I look at this and go like, why don't you do something different there? Provide a rollerblading skate park for the kids that live there, or do something completely different rather than the standard repertoire. So I'm just surprised about that.
Right, thank you. So we have four online members who would also like to raise comments. So let's hear the comments first, and then we gather, and also then Francis, and then we'll have a round of answers, okay, from the proponent. So maybe I first invite PY to raise your comments. PY? PY, 你是不是想发言啊? Okay, maybe then next, Tony Jie. Tony?
Hey, 多謝主席.
Hi, 請講啊.
Hey, 聽得到啊? Hey, 多謝主席. 我最主要都是關注呢, 剛才都有委員提問, 關於那個暢達性, 連貫性, 尤其是在那個, 公路的另外一邊呢, 和那個公園那個, 那個連貫和暢達性方面，很多時候我看到現在用那條天橋，那個天橋來說，其實基本上可能現在是太遲了，其實在這個設計，在那個連貫方面，現在似乎就是靠那條天橋，這方面政府或者有沒有考慮一下怎樣可以做得更加好呢？譬如天橋，剛才大家都有說那個使用方面呢， 就是現在的局限呢，另外我經常都覺得公園方面呢，當然剛才大家提到設施方面呢，有沒有更加適切一些適合當地的人或者使用者。另外就是很多時候呢，那個地底方面呢，怎樣去利用呢，都忽略的。我不知道這個地方呢，當然是那個 大家都是比較現在強調就是泊車的地方是不足夠，那些公園的地底很多時候沒有善用，這方面其實善用土地資源這裏其實這個公園在設計上考慮了什麼因素。麻煩主席。麻煩你
Tony， 接著是 Edmund， Edmund Lee。
好，主席，我想幾點啫，即係頭先講緊個暢達性啊，同埋個連貫性咧，咁其實都係講緊成個 holistic 嗰個 park 嘅 design， 因為如果可以仲有機會嘅，咁當然點樣樣可以加強多少少，究竟當地市民啊，或者你想吸引去嘅一啲市民。 佢想嗰個公園會係有啲乜嘢嘅設施呢？即係頭先有啲會員都有講過，咁同埋我諗成個 holistic experience 呢，即係盡量如果可以係連貫性咁樣去 plan 呢，因為你最緊要唔淨止俾人享受，同埋你係想 係用心去吸引多啲啲人，係當地嘅居民或者甚至有其他嘅 public 咧，去享受下嗰個 Harbourfront 嗰個氛圍啊嘛。咁所以嗰、那個除咗設計團隊佢用心去而家設計嗰個之外咧，都唔好忽略咗個 wayfinding 嚇。咁頭先有啲會員熟嗰啲地方咧，都覺得可能話未必會咁明顯啊，或者係你點樣提升到多啲人會知道同埋點樣去咧個 wayfinding system 同埋。共用性可以俾多啲 visually impaired 啊，或者有啲視障嘅朋友喺個 signage 嗰度，佢都可以 feel 到，可以享受到嗰個環境咯。咁同埋製造多少少機會係俾啲 designer 或者 artist 咧，可以去design 嗰啲 space 啊。無論你係當潮莊公園嗰個 concept 啊，一話係真係劃一笪地方咁，然後睇下可唔可以揾啲design 嘅 competition， 睇下點樣可以去活起嗰個 space 啊，等多啲區內嘅朋友同埋個 public 都可以去用嗰笪地方啊，係咁多，唔該。
係，唔該你 ，Edmund。跟住阿 Sam Locke， please。係 ，Sam 喺咪度啊
？Hello， 係，我係 Sam， 係咪聽到？我都想問一下咧，其實有冇個即係喺個 support 方面咧，會唔會話可以有啲 use 咧可以 flexible， 即係同一個場地，但係可以有 flexible 嘅 use， 即係即係唔好意思，我遲咗少少嘅，咁唔知道會唔會之前其實已經 mention 過少少，咁但係例如話係嗰個足球場啊，或者係嗰啲個籃球場、排球場嗰啲嗰啲位置咧，會唔會有可能亦都會變成係即係喺唔同嘅時間可以有其他嘅用途，例如一啲表演啊，或者一啲 for community 嘅一啲用途咧？唔該。
係，唔該你 Sam。Flexible use 喺個 presentation 冇 cover 嘅，咁我諗喺 answers 嘅時候可以回答啦。咁我想再問一問啊 ，PY Tim 你喺唔喺度啊？係咪想發言啊？
啊，多謝啊，主席。係。就有幾點啊，第一就有啲委員都剛才提過啦，咁啊就補充一下啦。好，第一譬如Tony 佢講嗰個土地可唔可以共用，用多啲用途，即係佢又提到地下，即係我就提咧就係嗰個 rooftop， 即係有幾個建築物雖然好細，又可能唔係好適合，不過想聽一下即係有冇考慮，即係嗰個屋頂係咪都可以上到去？譬如呢個引起就係阿 Sam 剛才啱講，即係個場地有冇啲地方可以做表演咧？咁啊 rooftop 未必可以做表演啊，但可以睇落嚟睇表演啊嘛。咁即係如果你考慮埋咧，咁可能都有趣啲嘅。咁啊，另外咧就另外有委員咧提到，即係嗰啲設施，關於嗰啲市民啊，有唔同嘅男女老幼噶嘛。咁即係呢個地點咧，我睇到就比較近嗰啲比較新嘅發展，但係呢個近大角咀呢度咧，入邊仲有好多舊區，咁我又冇統計，我唔知嗰啲人口個成分係老人有幾多咁啦。不過即係有委員都提過下，即係譬如即係嗰個叫做共融性嘅inclusive 嘅 design， 其實都幾重要。好似阿 Edmund 講，譬如嗰啲 wayfinding 啊，殘障人士咁點咧咁即係除咗 wayfinding 去到啫，咁嗰個設施。即係有冇啲咩？除咗話打太極嗰樣嘢之外，老人家係咪淨係打太極咧？唔知啊。咁即係呢方面都想聽下。咁啊，最後即係呢個就係嗰、那個即係個地點啊 ，location 影響咗啊嘛。因為佢隔好遠嘅，近嗰啲新嗰啲區，新嗰啲區咧，可能個個出曬去翻工唔定啊。即係將來人都會老化，咁又唔同啊。即係而家嚟講，可能係比較年輕嘅。呢個大家比較清楚，我唔好知呢度嗰人口係點。即係如果佢係年輕，早成日都去咗翻工，都唔會用到呢度。咁反而啲老人家咧出去打太極，行好遠先去到。咁呢個可能先至係嗰個問題。咁仲有就係譬如夜晚，即係有委員提話會唔會即係呢度嗰啲活動影響附近啲區？即係我就諗到只係一樣嘢，就係嗰啲照明啊，好似冇乜介紹。即係譬如照明係點樣嘅設計，有冇咩特色咧？咁都想聽一下。我係想講咁多啫，唔該。
好，唔該你 PY 回應嘅時候，或者都可以講一下，尤其夜晚即係光污染啊，嗰樣嘅嘢。咁我 定仲有三位 online 嘅 members 想發言嘅？咁但我諗而家我哋又翻翻一嚟現場嗰度，我哋揾啲即係 in person 有啲同一啲 members 都想 raise 意見嘅，或者首先請阿 Francis 啊 ，Francis I。
好簡單，我諗一就我諗頭先有啲委員都提過㗎啦。咁我諗呢一度嘅可以嚟呢度做嘅嘢，究竟係啲乜嘢咧？咁我成日都諗緊一啲新型啲嘅，除咗公園，譬如話啲足球場啊，或者啲籃球場等等之外咧，其實依家好多人我諗都諗緊一啲 inclusive 啲嘢啦，譬如話真係講跑步、單車或者去行下，即係等等呢啲活動可能會啲人 come with 嘅 purpose 會大啲嘅。咁除咗呢件事，所以引致到諗就可能第一公園設計入邊可能多啲設施可以 equip 佢哋，譬如啲 locker 啊，或者浸水嘅設施啊，其實呢啲都係即係世界各地啲公園都會 equip 得會好啲嘅，就唔使下就買膠樽啦等等啊。咁另外就呢個位置，其實都將來我唔知道，可能會唔會之前都會講過關於啲真係會唔會點樣楞到西九啊，或者成個海濱，譬如有啲人即係依家跑步咧，都係希望可以通達多啲嘅嚇呢個位置，咁呢度會唔會作為一個加油站？點樣去睇成件事連貫性嗰樣嘢咧？咁啊頭先冇聽到，唔係之前講過，唔知道啦。咁仲有就可能如果譬如真係嚟呢個位置，除咗個come with the purpose 個通達性之外，就係可能都要諗下啲停車位置咯。即係我唔知道附近，即係如果啲人真係想揸車嚟呢度享受個海濱一段位置一段時間嘅，咁我哋係咪有足夠位置可以俾到啲人，還是都係就係喺翻海帆道嗰度亂泊？咁樣咧，咁我呢啲想都聽一聽啲意見，唔該曬。
好，唔該你 ，Francis。咁或者跟住我哋請members 係喺依度噶啦，譬如 Janice 啦，好嘛？跟住阿珊珊，跟住阿 Francis Lam， 好嘛？唔該。
係，多謝主席。我即係我見過嗰個 design 咧都好豐富，有好多唔同嘅 facilities。咁但係咧，因為個 size 都唔係咁大啦，咁變咗即係會唔會係可能 ambitious 得滯咧，擺咁多嘅 facilities 喺度。咁譬如嗰個 children's playground 咁樣啦，我覺得係即係相對嚟講係比較細嘅。咁如果係可以 combine 埋上面佢有個黐住佢嗰個 fitness station 咧，因為 fitness station 都已經有成其他四個 areas 咁樣，如果可以將佢放大少少嘅話，就擺多啲一啲 equipment 俾嗰啲小朋友玩嘅話，可能會好啲咯。咁同埋就係即係頭先有委員都提過話，可能有啲basketball court 啊，或者呢個 football pitch 嗰啲，係咪真係有咁嘅需要喺度？係咪附近冇其他嘅呢啲 facilities available 咧？咁如果可以擺啲一啲roller rink 啊，或者係而家好中意玩嗰啲嗰啲叫 scooters 嗰啲咧，咁其他一般嘅公園係唔俾玩噶嘛。如果喺呢度可以做一個 area 俾啲小朋友玩嘅話，我覺得亦都可以吸引到啲 families 嚟呢度玩咯。
多謝 Janice， 阿珊珊。
我想問咧，喺而家你哋計劃當中咧，有冇諗過係有冇一啲省能源啦、rainwater collection 啦、water reuse 啊？use of recycled materials 呢一類嘅方案係喺你當嚟去起呢個公園嗰陣時做咧？
唔該，Francis。
係就想問一下咧，呢個公園裏邊咧有冇洗手間啊嗰啲設備啫？好似呢度冇講咁樣。咁亦都同意其他委員嘅觀察咧，就係即係好似球場比較多咯。其實我就咁啱巧啦，上個禮拜好似上個啫，上個禮拜上個再上個禮拜六咧，我去行過嘅。我咧就係即係從深水埗地鐵站，就 try to 咧就行到去海邊，就行到去啱啱好就係呢條路經過嘅，就一路去到大角咀呢個海濱嘅。咁啊首次即係平生第一次行過啦。咁就發覺經驗咧就係好似其他委員都注意到咧，嗰條行人橋咧就係好基本嘅，就基本上就係讓人由呢一點行到去另外一點，就係南昌公園過到去。咁過咗去咧，就基本上自己就盲摸摸，即係睇 Google 咧就點樣行，睇下點樣摸到出去海邊，就作為一個小探險。咁所以突然間見到話喺呢個公園咧就好好啦，就呢個公園咧就彌補咗嗰個缺口啦。咁而且咧亦都令到人咧吸引人更多人咧就由深水埗咧同埋大角咀嘅舊區咧可以行出去海邊啦。因為而家你個感覺咧就係嗰條高速公路同埋機鐵咧就係阻擋咗你嘅，你係唔想行過去嘅。加上咧南昌公園行上去嗰個 嗰個位咧，行上嗰條行人橋嗰個位咧，就好隱，即係你會覺得怪怪地嘅。點解突然間有啲斜路行上去咧？你唔知道係過橋喎，其實你係要好留心你啊，我想揾呢條橋，你就行上去啦。所以可能成個 linkage 咧，包括有冇disable 啊？各方面的設備呢都是要考慮咯。咁同埋呢，我喺呢個公園呢就有少少唔大唔細啦。我唔知佢係定位係 regional open space 啦，抑或係 local open space。咁但其實對我嚟講呢就冇乜所謂，叫佢乜嘢都可以，即係都係俾市民用。咁基於佢嘅 size 呢唔大唔細呢，我覺得就唔需要再搞咁多球場。因為我行過南昌公園同埋通州街公園呢都有好多球場。即係已經好多球場，唔係少㗎喇。咁但係反而呢俾嗰啲老人家或者小朋友玩嘅地方呢就相對少。即係成個南昌公園呢小朋友玩嘅地方呢只係一個好細嘅 corner。咁其他都係 sitting area。咁相對係靚嘅，但係就球場呢就喺通州街公園就好多球場啦已經。咁所以我就另外呢我想即係請政府呢再諗一諗呢，就係可唔可以由深水埗地鐵站點樣去行過嚟呢，就有個指引咯。即係譬如喺個路，即係個路面咧，譬如行人路面咧，就加啲 signage 啦，或者你遊咗紅色油啊之類咧，咁引導人咧就都其實唔係好迂迴嘅。由深水埗地鐵站行到海邊咧，如果你識路咧，我估喺半個鐘之內一定行到。即係如果識路咧，可能廿分鐘都得㗎啦。就一路直落由北河街或者係南昌街一路直落到去通州街公園，再有一佢裏面有啲路可以直入嘅，但係就係唔係好知啊？即係你唔熟路嘅話，又要兜一兜啦。如果唔係咧，就可以好快就去到海邊，亦都可以咧，即係令我哋即係海濱事務委員會咧喺呢方面咧做咗即係相應嘅工作啦。因為我哋喺香港島區咧就好強調嘅。但係喺九龍咧就比較難，因為嗰個距離比較遠咯。但係喺呢個嚟講咧，係有一個機會咯。嚇，我個發言係咁多。
唔該你 ，Francis。咁我想再問多一次，會上面仲有冇委員想發言嘅？如果冇咧，咁我哋就去翻online 三位委員嗰度先。咁阿 Freddie， 跟住 Angus， 跟住阿 Sui， 好唔好啊？阿 Freddie。
喂，你好，主席，我是 Freddy， 代表 Hong Kong IA 的。咁睇翻頭先個 presentation 咧，我有幾點意見。第一就是留意到你個幅圖個平面圖的主要嘅入口是在右下角嗰度咧，有一個動物嘅公園的入口。咁而嗰、那個人嘅入口咧，其實係喺正南方，喺中間位嘅。咁就有一個叫做 Plaza 個入口。如果睇你嗰張圖，應該係 slide number， 等下 ，slide number 19。咁你睇到啦，標示咗6號嗰度咧係一個寵物公園嘅入口，然之後行人嘅入口咧就標示係9號嗰度嘅，係啦，係呢張啦。咁但係其實如果你睇返如果放大少少睇個空間，同埋睇返你第一張嗰個 connectivity 呢其實對面馬路啊，即係海帆路對面馬路嗰個屋苑嗰個呢佢有一個叫做visual corridor， 咁你就希望帶啲人經過 visual corridor 行返出去個海濱嗰度，其實個 visual corridor 係向住個寵物公園，咁所以唔知會唔會你個寵物公園個位置同嗰個行人入口個位置係對調，咁等嗰啲人係可以即係由嗰個 visual corridor 過馬路過嚟呢就直接可以入到去公園呢，個第一點。第二點呢就係、其實見到你有一個七人足球同埋仲有一啲多用途嘅設施啦，但係成個公園呢就冇小食亭，咁唔知有關方面會不會考慮加一個小食亭，希望都附近也都有間小學啦，所以其實那個小食亭就不應該營運得到的，我覺得不知 policy 方面容不容許現在公園是還會有小食亭這件事呢，最主要是這兩樣，多謝。
麻煩你 Freddy、Angus 麻煩你。
喂，是聽唔聽到？
聽到嘅。
OK， 多謝主持先。咁少少意見啫，幾個意見。第一就係關於設施嗰方面嘅問題，因為雖然我就荃灣區啦，咁但頭先聽到唔同嘅同事都有講咧，就話即係球場，如果以整體成區去睇咧，其實係比較多嘅。咁呢個公園如果再加球場，係咪會比較適合啲咧？因為過去即係如果根據我少少嘅經驗分享啦，過去我見得到處方或者其他相關部門去整啲設施咧，唔係唔好嘅，即係呢個要讚嘅，因為改善設施、提高生活質素，我相信呢個係一啲實幹嘅部門都會贊同嘅事情。但係有好多時候就會出現一個問題，就係佢哋係好獨立咁樣去起有一啲嘅設施，而令到整體成個地區上面嘅規劃就會好似 overlap 咗。咁所以我想呢樣嘢處方都可以去解釋得多少少。點解頭先都會有同事去講到啊，好似會球場多咗咧？咁另外有一個意見我好贊同嘅就係車位嘅問題啊，因為既然開得這個新嘅公園，咁就會預咗係會想引入人流啦。咁嗰、那個車位會係點樣處理？定還是其實呢個公園咧，主要係 serve 翻當區居民嘅啫，即係唔係與外來人，定係點樣咧？咁呢個我想相關部門去研究多少少。咁呢一個亦都帶出咧我第二個問題，就係、是、個人流嘅問題。因為海旁西九嗰度都係有一個嘅海旁嘅活動範圍啦。咁點樣去到其時點樣去連貫個人流咧？因為喺我荃灣呢邊其實都面對緊相似嘅現狀，就係、是海旁有好多嘅發展，有單車徑，有海濱優化計劃一二期等等。咁但係而家面對嘅就係點樣去將啲人流去限制喺個海旁嗰度咧？因為喺我呢邊嘅情況嘅公園有一個單車嘅場所，咁海旁又係有一個單車場所，但係公園只可以咧喺單車嘅範圍度使用單車。咁點樣去 manage 咧？咁呢個我諗喺個人流嘅管理上面，亦都咧係一個執法嘅上面，因為我留意到咧，這個公園應該係唔可以用單車，咁到時點樣去分工個執法嘅問題咧？因為我都係用翻荃灣做比喻，就係而家咧海旁嘅執法上面咧個管理上面咧係粒粒亂嘅，一啲咧就係歸康文署所管，一邊咧就係歸食環署或者係路政署，即係條單車徑咧就係路政署所管。等等等等，係分工得非常之唔清晰。咁呢個亦都係回應翻就係頭先有油尖旺嘅同事一啲嘅憂慮，就係、是、如果呢個公園開24小時，會唔會係因為個執法嘅問題上面，或者其他引申起嘅問題上面，好似我荃灣咁樣有俗稱嘅一啲嘅表演歌舞藝啊，一啲或者叫大媽舞等等嘅咁。喂，夜晚時分會唔會真係會導致到騷擾到附近居民呢？因為呢個公園都近民居喎，我見得到個 plan， 咁會唔會喺呢個執法問題上面可以預先已經係預判咗，然後跟住做好一個分工，而減低對附近居民嘅影響？因為你哋整呢一個計劃都係想令到居民受惠㗎嘛，唔係令到居民受苦㗎嘛。咁所以我想喺呢方面係做得更加好咯。咁最後就係一個環保嘅元素，我留意到咧個 toilet 啦。頭先應該係圖十一啊，個 toilet 嗰個元素咧，應該係同我荃灣嗰個一樣嘅，咁有圓形嘅設計啦。咁會唔會喺呢一度係啦呢個 toilet， 咁會唔會喺呢一度咧係可以加多少少，例如話係一啲用前光嘅方法咧，或者甚至乎係加太陽能板啦等等嘅一啲比較環保嘅元素去推動環保咧？咁暫時係呢幾個意見啦，唔該主席。
係，唔該你 Angus 啊 ，Sue 唔該你。
係。就大家聽唔聽到啊？
聽到嘅，請發言。
係就咁嘅，因為呢一個 planning 咧，咁我覺得都即係我都幾 welcome， 因為我自己個區咧就係啱啱喺南昌公園在隔離嗰啲新發展區，咁我見到如果係呢度 develop 一個公園嘅話，其實係會 connect 到即係新嘅海，即係深水埗嘅海濱嗰邊嘅新嘅區域啦，同埋係 connect 到大角咀，咁但係咧就有啲隱憂，因為我哋深水埗都講緊 walkability 啦，即係嗰個可達到啊，即係要 accessible 咁樣，咁就見到大家即係我哋啲街坊係會行去南昌公園，咁但係如果咧見到呢一個嘅新嘅公園嘅話咧，係即係咁當然係 welcome 啦，連接咗南昌公園，但係佢哋中間嘅 walkability 嗰個 accessibility 可以做得高啲啊，個 connectivity 啊，即係講緊佢哋嘅連接嗰度可以做得好啲，因為而家見到淨係得條橋咧，同埋嗰個 個標示應該都係未係好清晰嘅，因為 even 係街坊啊，我哋啲深水埗居民啊，都未必知道個南昌公園係哦，原來係可以行到去咁遠嘅，可以有啲即係咁嘅通道可以行到落大角咀嘅。咁我覺得呢一度可以再去改善多少少啦。咁當然啦，乜都未起啦，我哋唔知將來會點啦。但呢度可以做個 remark， 咁第日可以改善翻個 connectivity 啦。咁但係有一個真係好大嘅隱憂，因為而家南昌公園嗰一帶咧，即係都唔好意思咁講啦，咁就露宿者就比較多少少。咁除咗頭先阿 Angus 講嘅擔心夜晚有大媽毛啊嗰啲，我都會擔心咧，就係會有啲 homeless 嘅朋友咁就用咗個公園啦。所以其實如果你話有人嘅話，有人用呢個公園嘅話，咁、那個問題咪可能會低啲咯。咁但係如果個人流低嘅，咁嗰班 homeless 啊，嗰班即係嗰班無家可歸嘅朋友咧，就可能會覺得啊呢度都冇人用㗎啦，我哋就用咗呢笪地區啦。咁所以可能喺設計上，我哋個 connection 可能會要需要做得全面少少，咁令到我哋啲街坊真係好妥善地使用呢個公園，唔好丟空咗佢啦。係係啦，咁講住咁多先，唔該你。
好，唔該曬你 ，Sue。咁啊，或者我請團隊回應之前咧，我都想即係俾一個方向大家，因為咧，其實依個點解會喺我哋個會討論咧，就係佢係喺海濱嘅範圍裡面嘅，呢個係 within 個 harbourfront 嘅 area。雖然一開始大家都開宗明義又話呢一個地方咧，其實離個海濱都幾遠啊咁樣，但係其實佢都係 within 個 harbourfront 嘅 area。咁其實喺 harbourfront area 呢啲比較遠少少邊皮嘅地方，其實佢哋嘅重要性咧，比直接連住個海咧係更加重要，因為佢就係會帶啲人嚟到個海濱，佢連接咗東南西北內陸嘅人點可以即係去到呢個海濱？咁所以你其實咧頭先大家好多都講到個暢達性、通達性真係好重要。咁如果去翻呢一個圖嗰度咧，佢連接南昌嗰度咧，而家就只係靠一條天橋啦。咁呢一條天橋點樣可以將佢擴闊啊，或者令到佢更加容易啊？究竟好似阿 PY 講有冇一個 lift 啊？咁去到海輝道嗰邊啦，嗰啲出入口其實係唔係有紅綠燈過馬路嘅設施呢？即係其實點樣可以即係 make sure 啲人去呢個公園嘅時候係可以好容易咁樣去到呢？咁呢度呢，我知道個會呢都有一啲運輸處嘅同事，或者都想請運輸處嘅同事呢係回應一下呢啲，因為可能康文處啊或者你哋 architectural services 就未必係咁 specific 可以回答到呢一個咁重要我哋要暢達嘅海濱呢個問題。第二點呢就係、是、即係其實阿 Francis 都提到亦都係有關嘅，就係、是、我哋可唔可以用呢一個嘅機遇，就係真係可以做多少少嗰個 directional sign 或者個 wayfinding， 令到南昌嘅市民、大角咀嘅市民都可以多啲去出呢、這、一個啊海濱咧。咁會唔會喺個天橋或者喺個 park 裡面，其實你都需要有一啲 directional sign 話俾大家知，嗱呢邊咧就大角咀啦，海濱啦，呢邊咧就係南昌啦，甚至乎去深水埗嗰個地鐵站。咁我諗呢一個 wayfinding 都係好重要，其實係點樣喺呢個 site 裡面，佢喺個 harbourfront 嘅 area 裡面可以發揮一個功用咯，好嘛？咁其實都好多謝大家都好踴躍發言啦，咁希望團隊都盡量回應一下最主要提到嗰啲問題，咁我哋聽咗你哋嘅回應之後，我哋再睇下會唔會有第二個 round， 大家好 quick 嘅一啲 follow up， 好嘛？唔該你團隊。
係多謝各位委員嘅提問啦。咁好多意見咧都好有用嘅，咁其實我哋翻去咧都會即係認真去處理啦。咁我做一個總結回應先咧，有一啲 detail 咧，可能要建築署嘅同事或者我哋場地管理嘅同事咧去再做個仔細嘅回應嘅。咁我都聽到嘅，最緊要就係嗰個 connectivity 啦。咁其實呢一個 project 咧，正正就係我哋其中一個好想做到嘅嘢，因為你見到我哋嗰個入口咧就開喺近南昌站嗰邊，同埋連去浪程灣嗰邊咧，其實正正就係我哋見到佢呢個地塊咧，係比其他比路啊或者比另外學校或者其他細節夾住咧，就係嗰兩個位係最緊要嘅。如果嗰兩個位咧，我哋可以打通到一個出入口的話咧，其實就會令到由南昌帶去海濱嗰邊咧，係會即刻順暢咗好多。咁但係至於就提到話天橋啊或者其他嗰啲咧，因為 都我都大家都明白嘅，因為我哋而家建築署，我哋呢個團就淨係做呢，即係會做呢一塊嘅。咁所以我哋嘅 focus 而家就係呢一塊度。咁但係嗰啲我哋都明白，即係我哋政府係即係都要考慮下呢啲嘅。咁阿 Chair 問到拆車你就好好啦，因為就知道我哋運輸署嘅團隊喺度啦。咁其實佢哋都可以直接聽到你嘅意見啦。咁但係我哋喺呢個西度，我都希望盡量做好呢個西先。咁又聽到有委員講話好關注啲 BFA 嗰啲無障礙通道啊，或者啲共用嘅設施啊嗰啲，其實呢個都係我哋目標嚟嘅，係啦。咁我哋入面嗰啲兒童遊樂嘅設施啦，或者嗰啲一啲成人嘅一啲健體設施咧，其實我哋都希望可以做到呢一個目標嘅，就係啲共用嘅嘢嚇，同埋成個公園咧，其實我哋而家康文署嘅公園嘅設計咧，一定要考慮無障礙嘅 provision 噶啦。係啊，咁所以依個都係兩個出入口咧，其實都係無障礙通道嚟嘅，係啦，咁依個都係希望可以照顧得到啦。咁仲有啊，同埋頭先有委員咧都提過話即係對我哋嘅設施係都有啲意見嘅，譬如球場係咪需要喺度啦咁。咁其實我哋都明白呢一個 site 咧，其實係係喺奧運嗰邊咧就好近嗰啲民居嘅。咁我哋希望可以盡量照顧到地區人士嘅需要啦。咁其實埋呢個場地咧，其實喺區議會分區入邊就屬於油尖旺區嘅。咁所以我哋其實係之前去過油尖旺區議會咧，就希望得到佢哋嘅意見咧，就係睇下究竟呢個地區係想要啲乜嘢設施咧。咁所以而家我哋喺帶上嚟呢一個發展範圍，包括有球場啊、有寵物公園啊呢啲咧，其實我哋之前都係即係經過一輪嘅溝通，我哋了解咗地區人士需要啲乜嘢，亦都要明白啦。呢個 site 係本身佢個面積亦都有限啦。咁我哋都希望就可以叫做地盡其用，又可以照顧到地區人士嘅需要。咁其實球場都明嘅，喺頭先有委員提過話深水埗嗰邊有，咁但係因為其實呢一個係叫做歸類於油尖旺區嘅，咁所以我哋其實都聽油尖旺區議會意見啦，希望可以照顧到地區嘅一啲嘅需求咯。車位嗰度咧，其實我哋之前早前去油尖旺區議會嗰邊咧都有聽過呢個意見嘅，不過大家委員都明白就係我哋如果俾得太少車位，其實又冇意思啦。俾得太多車位嘅話咧，即係多少少嘅話咧，其實就會食咗入我哋嘅場地嗰度咧，咁就令到我哋可以提供嘅休憩設施又會減少。所以其實係即係永遠都係一個 balance 啦，我咁講啦，係啊。咁所以喺依度我哋聽取地區人士意見，再思前想後之後，咁就喺呢個場地入邊咧就冇提供停車位嘅。不過唔緊要，因為喺附近咧，我哋知道佢嗰啲商場其實都本身都有停車位嘅。咁如果真係要嚟依度嘅話，或者佢可能住喺附近嘅人過到嚟嘅，其實佢哋行都係行路過嚟嘅啫。咁頭先都話阿 Charlie 都提過話會唔會點樣過馬路啊嗰啲咁。其實嗰度我哋見到駁去浪田灣嗰邊都有天橋嘅。係啦，咁即係本身都有一啲過路嘅設施嘅，係啦，咁所以就希望可以解答到呢方面嘅問題啦。咁跟住有啲 detail 啲嘅，我想請建築署同埋我哋場地經理再回應，即係建築署港方設計嗰邊先啦，唔該。
好，唔該曬，唔該主席，咁亦都多謝會員個提問啦。咁其實我簡單補充翻少少啦，即係除咗有會員問到個一地多用啦，即係可唔可以喺地底做個停車場嘅設施啦，因為其實我哋喺呢個項目裏邊咧，其實都有啲限制嘅，因為其實喺而家我哋呢個工地嘅地下咧，其實有一個比較大嘅權務專用範圍嘅，咁變咗咧，其實我哋可能要去做一個地底嘅設施咧，其實可能啱啱正正咧就其實真係劏開咗我哋個工地嘅，即係可能喺做一個地下停車場嘅時候，可能未必係一個咁有效嘅情況啦。咁就另外都有會員提問，就係話講緊一啲嘅RET， 即係一啲嘅可再生能源啊，或者一啲嘅循環再用嘅設施啦。咁其實呢個我哋都會所有嘅項目我哋都會考慮過呢個情況。咁你話一啲嘅光伏板啊，咁呢啲我哋都會係會配置喺我哋嘅公園嘅一啲嘅比較低耗電嘅LED 燈啦，我哋都會去做啦。咁就我的補充大致咁多啦，咁至於你話真係設計方面一啲用途，我就交翻俾我哋設計團隊嚇。
咁好啦，咁我就回應翻委員嘅幾點啦。咁其中就係、我睇翻嗰個 plan 嗰度先。好，咁其中一個就係、有問到嗰、那個、community garden 嗰個位置啦。咁其實我哋而家 community garden 嘅位置咧，就係、是、位於即係我哋個公園嘅一個比較靜態嘅地方。而喺佢嗰個背脊咧，其實呢個位置咧，其實都有翻啲距離嘅。啱啱講到咧，就其實佢就唔係即係 adjoining 個連場道啦，同埋後面咧其實就有個MTR 嘅 substation， 即係相對比較靜。而如果睇翻嗰個南北向嗰個位置咧，嗱，我哋左邊呢邊其實都係一啲透光嘅鐵籠啦，而下面呢一個都係一個 training shed， 咁陽光方面都充足嘅，咁亦都有考慮到其實個車咧其實係會即係都會駛入去，咁所以我哋都比較近即係入口呢一邊啦。咁我哋現時喺呢個設計上咧，我哋認為嗰個 community garden 個位置咧，都喺個公園度上都算適合。咁另外咧就係、是究竟嗰、那個而家咧我哋個籃球場咧，亦都刻意咧就係、是、將兩個籃球場並排啦，即係冇將佢哋分開啦。其實都他日咧有可能啊，即係如果管理上係許可的話咧，其實兩個籃球場咧都可以共同使用嘅，因為中間其實係冇欄去分隔嘅。咁嗰、那個如果需要做一啲 multi-purpose 嘅諗法咧，其實嗰個籃球場而家個 planning 咧都係合適嘅。咁就另外就仲有關於光污染啦。咁我哋其實而家呢度嘅 lighting 嘅設計咧，其實嗱，舉個例喺足球場嗰邊咧，其實我哋都一定會考慮嗰個光污染啦，絕對就其實唔會向上射到其實附近嘅嗰啲民居啦。主要咧，我哋都係一啲比較向下射嘅燈嚟嘅，咁就 book 場嘅時候先至會用到嘅一啲嘅球場嘅燈啦。而其他我哋都係可能會用啲比較矮嘅燈，即係 along 嗰個footpath 咧，都係用啲比較矮嘅燈，咁啊盡量嗰個光其實都控制咗，唔好喺夜晚嘅時候咧影響到其他居民嘅。咁就仲有都想回應多一樣嘢啦，其實就係寵物公園嗰個入口同埋main entrance 嗰個入口啦。其實都聽到委員咧，其實都有個好嘅提問嘅。其實喺我哋嗰個設計咧初期咧，其實都有考慮咧，我哋將個入口咧放正喺呢一個 corner 嘅。咁到幾番嘅review 嗰個 layout 之後咧，其實咧我哋就再落咗地盤睇咗幾次嘅。咁其實就正正咧，我哋就係企喺 visual corridor 呢個位置啦，或者係企喺成個海帆道呢個位置咧。其實呢條馬路咧相對比較闊啲嘅，同埋附近兩旁咧都其實嗰、那個feasibility 係好高嘅，即係只要你喺企喺海帆道嘅任何一個位置咧，其實基本上我哋成個 frontage 都可以望到嘅。咁有鑑於我哋想希望嗰、那個通道咧係比較直接少少，係 lead 到去海帆道呢個位置咧。咁我哋最後咧就移師咗個主入口喺呢一個位置。咁寵物公園呢個位置咧亦都合適嘅，即係因為啱啱喺轉角呢個位置啦。咁我哋覺得嗰個視覺上咧絕對係可以visualize 到呢度。不過剛才有很多個委員都提過 wayfinding 那樣東西，那這個也是我們將來那個 detail 設計的重點來的。那個 wayfinding 呢將會是應該會是十分之明顯的，就是怎樣可以去到海濱的位置啊，怎樣可以去到即係後面南昌公園嘅位置啦，咁亦都唔會話淨係得一啲牌仔咁簡單嘅。我哋希望喺唔同嘅finish， 即係唔同嘅面上面咧，都可以發揮到個 wayfinding 嘅作用嘅。咁呢個都係我哋嘅設計嘅重點嚟嘅。
或者我諗最主要仲有一範未答，就係關於管理嘅，即係尤其係夜晚十點鐘之後。有可能嘅噪音啊，或者露宿者啊，嗰一個問題。
係，多謝主席，多謝各位委員。咁其實咧，這個亦都係我哋康文署一路咧都好關注嘅問題，即係如何管理一啲，尤其喺夜晚噪音啊等等嘅問題。咁嗱，首先可以咁講啦，我哋。喺一路尤其開場嘅時候咧，我哋一定會關注翻即係市民嗰個使用情況，咁亦都會留意光啊等等嘅問題。咁至於噪音方面咧，其實我哋會爭取資源，咁啊盡量咧就會加派即係一啲保安員嘅巡查，咁啊希望可以24小時，咁啊有個暢通 易達的途徑之外，亦都可以令到附近居民可以安心睡眠。多謝各位。
多謝你。咁我諗其實咧，我哋大家講嘅好多點咧，可能設計嘅團隊慢慢都要翻去，即係究竟睇下點樣去做啦。咁但係運輸署嘅同事係咪都可以回應一下？
係，主席。
係，多謝你。係。
係運輸署嘅。咁我哋都聽到委員嘅意見嘅，特別咧關於即係點樣可以去到呢個嘅open。space 嗰樣嘢，即係其實而家都其實之前我諗RCSD LCSD 嗰邊都有 present 到啦。其實而家即係佢有天橋啦，可以接駁南昌公園啦。依家其實頭先主席提到譬如海輝道海帆海輝道海帆道嗰邊，其實而家咧亦都係有天橋，同埋亦都有路面，即係有燈號控制過路設施嘅。咁其實咧變到其實市民都能夠係方便咁樣行到過去呢個公園嘅。係啦，咁當然啦，我哋都會再同配合翻 LCSD 睇下喺嗰個過路設施啊，或者現有嗰啲行人設施方面有冇啲再要去執整嘅地方咯。
係，唔該你 Kelvin， 即係尤其嗰條天橋啦，而家係即係太窄啊，各樣嘅嘢，同埋即係其實車位咧，可能都需要運輸署去諗一諗嘅，因為尤其如果附近嘅人啊，即係未必一定係即係本地，即係喺附近嗰啲居民會嚟呢一笪地方。雖然附近有好多停車場，但係呢啲停車場大家都知咧，大部分時間咧已經係爆曬咧，排曬出嚟㗎啦，已經即係澳海城啊嗰啲咁樣。咁所以到之後咧，我哋即係所提嗰啲點咧，可能設計團隊就要翻去。即係再諗一諗啦，即係尤其咧喺嗰個即係detail 嗰個 design 嘅 stage， 除咗頭先我哋啲 wayfinding 之外，Andy 其實都講到即係點樣利用多啲 soft 嘅 landscape 啊、levels 啊，同埋Edmund 講到即係點可以有多啲創意同埋啲 local designer incorporate 落去裡面咯嚇。咁除非 members 有新嘅 point， 咁我哋就喺呢度。咁Paul， you have a new point to make， please。
Yeah, I have one point to make. I try to understand what that building is in the top right corner, in the white area, because that access road to that building seems to separate the walkway that can take you directly to the footbridge. So you either have to go on that walkway and stay fully separated from the park, or you have to walk along Hoi Fan Road and then find your way into the park, and then to the footbridge. So I wonder whether that can be reorganized, that road, that access road. Whose utility is that? If that's an EVA requirement of that building, why cannot not be part of the open space and those fences be removed and that whole space to be opened up? It seems to be unnecessarily obstructive. And my second point on this side will be, I mean, I think we have to leave this to the district council to fight this battle with the LCSD. It's really for the local community what happens here. But to me, I'm kind of, I'm looking at what I can see on Google Earth here, and flying through the area, I see a lot of these kind of facilities in the areas already in the building. So I'm not sure whether we have found the right solution here, but I think it's not up to us to. That's the district council battle. But the excess there, I have an issue with.
Leo, hi.
係，都係主席。咁就想跟進翻咧，就都有唔少委員就關注個足球場嗰度嘅。咁油尖旺區議會其實之前都係一路都係希望係有個足球場喺度，所以就想即係部門就會留翻喺度啦。不過我哋就想強調咧，就有幾個就係啲設施方面咧，就想係會唔會有改善嘅。第一就係想知呢個人造足球場咧，係會唔會好似興華街西咁，或者係寶翠咁樣咧，係會用翻呢、這個有機物料去鋪呢個人造草嘅 fillings 嘅，因為就之前都有啲人擔心咧，就係呢啲咁樣嘅以前嘅物料咧，就係有機會係危害健康啦。咁另外就係關於個觀眾看台嗰度咧，咁樣就都有啲即係體育界人士咧就反映話，會唔會係呢一個係一個有蓋嘅觀眾看台，同埋就想希望就係喺呢一個嘅球場嗰度咧係有水機啦，同埋有 locker 係可以俾到啲用場人士係可以擺嘅。咁 locker 呢一方面咧就係籃球場嗰度。都想問一問係會唔會有嘅，咁係 另外第二點咧，就係想知道關於就係而家係究竟康文署嗰啲場地咧，有個單車嗰個access 係點樣？因為就有啲人就希望咧，就係喺喺呢個南昌嗰邊，就會唔會係即係未來可以又可以一路踩單車到踩到去即係去到即係一個遠大啲嘅遠景，就係去到西九文化區咁樣咧，就可以有個成條嘅一個單車嘅連接嘅走廊。係，多謝主席。
好，唔該你，或者團隊回應一下，好嗎？
係咁喺其實而家個我哋個平面圖個右上角嗰、那個建築物咧，就係而家係港鐵公司嘅一個嘅變電站嚟嘅。咁其實喺一路沿住即係靠係東邊嗰度咧，其實嗰個係一個即係係一個緊急車輛嘅一個通道嚟嘅，咁所以嗰度即係我哋比較難去做一個調動咧，呢度係。嗰棟樓你搭咗？係搭咗，係。
係啊，多謝委員嘅提問啦。我哋嗰度都有水機有 locker 嘅，咁至於單車嗰個問題咧，其實呢個公園而家我哋暫時諗法就希望都唔好俾單車入嘅，咁但係咧你見到其實如果行單車嘅話咧，佢出面有條路圍住佢嘅，咁如果單車踩就冇人插人行咁辛苦啦，人行就話即係要兜路就辛苦少少，但係單車其實好快就已經穿過，咁所以即係暫時我哋未有計劃係咁樣話喺呢度，同埋聽到委員意見其實係講緊一個比較遠大啲嘅遠景。點可以通到出去？如果將來係真係成都市話係可以咁一路通出去咧，其實我哋康文署嘅場地係會盡力配合嘅。咁但係到時啲 detail 我哋會再睇睇點樣可以做得到咯。
好，咁啊，多謝團隊阿 Paul。
Yeah, I just checked a lot index. The Tai Kok Choi station, the substation, the boundary is not entirely to the Hoi Fan Road. There's a whole section of road that's just an access. There's a double gate here actually. So I'm sure that with some effort.The boundary of this site can include the landing for the overpass, and that section of the road can be opened up and the fences can be removed. I mean, I think you could redraw this and make a much better space. Unnecessary to have that corridor entirely locked off. So I would urge that this is done, and it seems to be unnecessary if we're going to leave it this way.
Okay, thank you, Paul. I think...Please, I think a lot of the comments that has been raised would need to be further developed and considered. What Paul has suggested, for example, to have a dialogue with MTRC and possibly, you know, expanding the site and incorporating other factors so as to make the site a bit bigger, you know, that would be a conversation that would be good to have, you know, just like surrounding areas with TD, with the flyover and pedestrian crossing area. But at the same time, I also realize that this is the site that we are talking about, that this you already have...all the consultation, you know, all the design to proceed. The earlier that we implement all this plan, the earlier that people would be able to make use of the facilities. So let's proceed by taking up, you know, all the good comments that has been received here. Okay? Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for coming. Let's move on.